account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases, you are in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You must protect yourself now. Call our partner, ID Lion, at 1-800-941-6844 and sign up now for free. That's right, free. USA Radio Networks and ID Lion want everyone to have identity theft coverage. If you sign up now, we will give you a $50 gift card. Identity theft destroys credit and causes horrible issues for those that are hacked. Don't be a victim. Take advantage of this incredible free offer and sign up now. Call 1-800-941-6844. One out of every four Americans are going to have their identity stolen. Don't let it be you. It'll ruin your good credit score. Get protected and get your free $50 gift card. Call right now, 1-800-941-6844.
The Islamic terrorist accused of the New York City bombings pleading not guilty to shooting at police officers. Here's more on the story.
Wearing handcuffs, shackles around his ankles, and a bulletproof vest, accused bomber Ahmad Khan Rahami needed help as he sat down in the Union County courtroom to enter pleas of not guilty. During the brief hearing, the prosecutor told the judge that no plea deal will be offered. Rahami has already pleaded not guilty to the September bombing in Manhattan that injured more than 30 people. He's also charged with setting off a pipe bomb on the Jersey Shore and planting another bomb that failed to detonate at the Elizabeth train station. Sharon Reed, New York.
And the fallout continuing from another Islamic terrorist attack. A lawsuit has been filed blaming three companies for the rise of ISIS. The families of people killed in the Pulse nightclub terrorist attack have filed suit against Google, Facebook, and Twitter. The lawsuit is claiming those companies gave the terrorist a platform to recruit followers like the Islamic terrorist in Orlando, Omar Mateen. USA Radio News.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the GEICO app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the GEICO app. Thank you.
A former reality TV contestant is missing, and police suspect there may be some dangerous circumstances. Here's the story.
Lisa Nagel competed on E! Television's Bridalplasty in 2010 and now teaches nursing classes. She told her husband that she was going to a birthday party Saturday night in Torrance. She never made it home and never showed up for work the next day. Her husband says she got a call from her about 2 a.m. on Sunday and she sounded extremely drunk. Police are now interviewing one of Nagel's students, who they are calling a person of interest, and say that he's changed his story about the night she disappeared multiple times. Jason Campidonia, Los Angeles.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie getting a firm rebuke from the New Jersey legislature over a book he wanted to write. Here's more on the story.
Legislators from both parties killed a controversial bill yesterday that would have allowed sitting Governor Christie to cash in on a book deal while giving big raises to his cabinet, legislative aides, and judges. They also rejected the governor's so-called revenge bill that would have allowed towns to publish notices online instead of in newspapers. The defeats widely viewed as just another sign of Christie's diminishing clout. Sarah Lee Kessler, New Jersey.
The Salvation Army giving credit to a Dallas Cowboys player for a surge in donation. Online donations jumped 60% after running back Ezekiel Elliott jumped into one of their iconic red kettles behind the end zone celebrating a touchdown on Sunday. USA Radio News.
Hey, this is Joe Peters with Real Estate Matters, and we're going to be getting started in a few minutes here. The first thing they ask me to do each time is give you the weather. And today it's partly sunny, but on the cool side. Let's see what the exact temperature is right now. It's 34 degrees, so just above freezing. Sun with some clouds. Tomorrow's going to get up to 42, next day 44, Friday 45. It's actually going to be 45 over the weekend, all right, into Monday. And Christmas Day, Sunday, is supposed to be 45 and sunny. So if you're hoping for a white Christmas, it's probably not going to happen. We are going to play a few of our paid commercials and from our sponsors, and then we're going to get going. So I appreciate you tuning in. We're going to give you a recap of what's happened in real estate in the month of November and so far into December, and I'll be back in 2 minutes.
Kiernan. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunter at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunter, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Once again, this is Joe Peters with Real Estate Matters, and I thank you for tuning in. We're going to be getting an update on what happened in the month of it is December now, so we're going to talk about November, the month just over. I usually do this the first Tuesday of the following month, but since I was down in the Keys trying to catch a few fish, and then last week I had a 55-plus show already scheduled, I've pushed it back to today, which is the 20th. So my apologies for being a little late, but not only will I be able to give you an update of what happened in the month of November, I also will be able to tell you what's happened in the first two-thirds of December, so you get a little bit of a bonus. Before I get started, I'm just going to play my paid commercial so you know a little about me. It'll stop me from talking so much, and then we'll get going.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and some county areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Joe Peters of Hunterdon County Chamber Radio. Today is December 20th, and we're going to do a recap of what's happened in the month of November and what's happened so far today through the two-thirds of December that we've already gone through. So my goal in life is to help people to achieve their goals and dreams, and I do that from a real estate viewpoint across both Hunterdon and Somerset County. So I'm actively involved in both counties, both from a real estate and from a business level. I'm on a Chamber of Commerce of both, and I do straddle the two counties because that's the way things work. People start looking in Somerset a lot of times and wind up in Hunterdon because they can't find anything in their price point, and then people do start looking in Somerset a lot of times and wind up in Somerset, although it costs a little bit more to live in Somerset County, especially the Bridgewater area, which is as far as people really intend to go when they start looking at houses most times. But a lot of times, once they realize how high the prices are over there and what little they get for their money, getting them to drive another 5 miles into Hunterdon County is an easy task and an eye-opener. It's an enlightening task when people start to see the Round Valley Reservoir and some of the cows and horses that they pass along the way. It's just a neat experience, lighting people's eyes up. I've been doing this for the last 20 years, the last 14 with Weichert and Clinton. And even though I'm based in Clinton, as I said, more than half of my business is in the Somerset County area as well. And I cover all of both counties. So I'll play my commercial again at the end. So if you'd like to give me a shout or take a look at my site, which is jpeters.com, you'll know how to do it. We've had an exceptional fall. I say real estate has been like the Energizer Bunny. It just keeps going along, beating the drum. We typically run out of steam around the first time it snows, and that happened this week, although it's just been a dusting. It combined with being within 10 days of Christmas, and things have taken a radical slowdown. We're probably putting business away for the general point for that short winter's rest. Sometimes they call it long, but here it typically stops around December 15th, which was 5 days ago, and comes back to life once the snow melts, which sometimes is around February 1st, sometimes it's later. And this year, I don't know, time will tell, but it's been a very, very active year to date, and we've just about depleted all of the inventory that's on the market. And the market, especially under 400, is starved for clean inventory. And the more inventory we can put on, I think the more business we'll do next year. This year was a very good year real estate-wise, much better than last. And last wasn't a bad year either. And we're forecasting if we can get enough properties on the market to meet the demand for the spring, that the spring market is going to be even better yet in all of 2017. We're facing some new thinking from the top down in the country, and I think it's going to put a good positive spin on things. But at the same time, there's been a contra, and the contra has been the market has risen with that thinking that I just went through for the most part. And when the stock market rises, interest rises. And when interest rises, you lose some of your buying power. So we've seen the interest levels go from election day from about 3.5%. I guess that's probably going back 5 or 6 weeks now. And currently, they're about 4.5%. I can't say normal because nothing's normal anymore. But it was expected. You cannot see a market budging on the 2,000 level. And I looked a little earlier. We came within 13 points of hitting 2,000 today. I don't know if we're going to top it or not. But when that happens, the interest rate's going to go up with it. We're sitting at 19,974 right now at 414. So let me talk about Hunterdon County. We sold 123 properties in the month of November in Hunterdon County. And that's down from 162 the month before. Pretty normal drop. It's been going down every month, although I believe October actually went up from September. Then November went down, and we're probably going to be less than that in the month of December. At the same time, we listed another 159 properties. And as a result, we're showing an overall of about 7 months' supply. That means if we didn't list another thing and just kept selling at the same rate that we sold over the last 30 days, in about 7 months, we'd deplete the inventory that's on the market. So a 7 month supply is just a little above what we'd like to see. 4 to 6 is about average. But we've seen it 8 and 9. So 7 is not a bad market. It's actually taking about 79 days, somewhere about 2.5 months, to sell a house at this point in time. That's the average days on market between the time it got listed and the time we actually got a contract. 77% of our sales were under $500,000. And starting next month, I'm going to bring that down to under $400,000 as well, because that's where the market really is. The average first-time buyer is buying in the $250,000 to $350,000 range, and the average second-time buyer is buying in the $300,000 to $400,000 range. That's our primary market. Probably more than 50% of our business right now is first-time buyers, and a good portion of the balance of the business is second-time buyers, where the people that sold to them actually go. They just move up a notch. 23% was over $500,000, and only 8% of our sales were over 700. That's only 10 sales over $700,000. Even though we're sitting at 22 months supply, I should say, at 7 months supply, some price points, especially as you move up the ladder a little, are having more difficult time. The 600 to 700 is sitting with a year supply. The 700 to 800 is sitting at 2.5 year supply, and 800 to 900 is sitting at 3 year supply. Ironically, the 900 is sort of a no man's land. We don't do a lot of business in there. We did sell 4 houses last month, but it's sitting at a 6 month supply. And then over a million, we actually sold 3 houses, and the over a million is sitting at 22 months supply, a little under 2 years. And then it varies by town. And this is the important thing to keep in mind. You're not just looking at your price point, but you're looking at your price point within your town. And my newsletter, which you can find every month at jpeters.com under market updates, talks about both the price point for the entire county and the month supply by town, so you can see which towns are selling better than others. But it does not get into the price point within a town, because it would take me forever to do it. That's something I'm very willing to do with people as they're looking at their individual situation, and let them know for their price point in their particular location what the average time to sell is and what the average effect on the market has been over the last 12 months. I could come into your town, let's say Clinton Township, just to pick on where I live, and I could take a look at the statistics with a click of a mouse, numbers that you probably cannot get to because we pay for this on a subscription basis. You have to be a realtor to subscribe, and tell you that Clinton Township is a little ahead or a little behind what the average trending is for Clinton Township. But let's look at some of our hot spots. We typically have 3 areas that do half of our business. For the last month, that's not the case. They only did about 35% of our business, but those areas are Clinton Township, Reddington, and Raritan Townships. If you take a look at what we did in the last month, you'd find that Clinton Town and Clinton Township sold somewhere about 14 houses together, and then Raritan 17 houses, Reddington 11 houses. All of them have somewhere between 4 and 8 months supply. It's pretty average. Given a month, you're going to slip above, and next month you'll slip below. We're looking, though, at some towns that are really struggling with sales. At least they did in the month of November. Bethlehem Township, 2 year supply based on the numbers. We only sold 1 house out of 24 in Bethlehem Township. The Clinton Township itself didn't have a good month. It sold 8 out of 85, so sold about 11%. East Amwell, and the Amwells are always tough. They're the last point before you debark into Mercer County. Amwell, East Amwell, 10-month supply. West Amwell, 12-month supply. Kingwood, 31-month supply. Kingwood's always a tough sell because it's as far as you can get in many instances without going into Pennsylvania. It's in that part of the county that sort of bulges out into Pennsylvania. So we're looking once again. We've got 869 houses for sale. Of those 869 active listings, we sold 123 last month, and 123 went under contract last month. That means they're going to close in the near future. And the average price point has been $434,000 for listings, and $400,000 even, or about 8% less, on sale. So we're selling houses in Hunterdon County. We sold 123 last month. That's all agents, all agencies. We sold the average house in 79 days, and we sold the average house for $400,000. Let's compare that to what happens in Somerset County, because at some point you're not an inch away from Somerset County. If you're at the far eastern extreme of Reddington and a far western extreme of Branchburg, that's the inch. But the further away you go, the more of a difference there is, obviously. Somerset County had a five-month supply of inventory. They actually sold 317, where we sold 123. So they've sold about 2.5 times what we've sold. They actually have 1,400 listings, where we have 800 listings. And it's just the time of the year. A lot of listings expire. People will list it up till Thanksgiving or maybe the beginning of December and then pull their listing off and try again next year. So we've lost a lot of inventory, but they're sitting at a five-month supply. They're doing a little bit better. They're sitting at 64 days on the market. And the average sale in Somerset County was $528,000 as far as the listing side, and $410,000, close to $411,000 as far as the sale side. So they're not that far behind us. We did 400, they did 411. It's usually a little bit different on an annual basis. It's typically around 18% more. Big difference between Hunterdon and Somerset is in Somerset you get the same size house for about 18% more, and you get about half the land. In Somerset, you're going to be closer to New York. In Hunterdon, you're going to be further from New York. New York has always driven our market. And in the Somerset area, that's where people would prefer to live if they can find what they're looking for and find something that they can afford to buy. And if not, a lot of times they wind up in Reddington, Clinton Township. And that's the hot spot. So the two hot spots of the two counties are what I mentioned in Hunterdon, Clinton, Reddington, Raritan. And then in Somerset, Branchburg, Bridgewater, Franklin, just above New Brunswick into Piscataway area, and Hillsborough. And then, in general, Somerset County has a little bit easier job than Hunterdon does in getting a better price, closer to New York, and it also has a little bit quicker turnaround on the sales cycle. So let's talk about what's driving the market. That's what's happened as a result of what's driving the market. But what's driving the market is quite interesting. First things first, interest rates. As I mentioned, when the election happened, I remember watching it late that Tuesday night. They were talking about the market being off almost 900 points. Well, the next day it caught up. It got back to where it was. And since then, it's gone up. Got to be 1,400 points. You're just south of 20,000 points right now. I'll take another peek and see if we hit it. Doesn't look at 19,974. And when the market goes up, interest goes up. They're tied to each other. Long discussion of how that works, but just take my word for it. If the stock market's going up, interest rates are going up. As a result, we've seen an interest rate rise from around 3.5 to around 4.5 on a 30-year conventional with good credit. If you looked at other plans and other, you know, like a 15-year, 20-year, it all varies. And then the higher the risk, and you get into VA loans, and not so much VAs, but FHA loans, the interest rate's a little bit higher, and there's a little bit more penalty up front. Where are interest rates going to go? That's an interesting question. I don't think any of us know. I don't think any of us saw it happening to go up 1 point in 1 month. But at the same time, if we took back a look at what we forecasted at the beginning of the year, all of the forecasts pointed to about 4.75% to 5% by the end of the year. So looks like the forecast may not miss by a heck of a lot. They may be right on the money. But time will tell. The year's not over yet. We still got another 10 days. And I think as you see some of the economic plans change, you'll see what the effect on interest is. Also, Janet Yellen did put a quarter of a point on top of things last 2 weeks back. And that's now reflected in the mortgage rates. To some extent, more than that, they're in the interest rates that you pay for short-term borrowing, such as your credit cards. When you lose a point in interest, when you go from 3.5% interest to 4.5% interest, you pay more money for the house than you would have paid at the lower amount. And as a result, that 1 point typically costs you just around 9%. So to say that in numbers of buying power, if you could afford a $500,000 house at 3.5%, you probably could only afford a $450,000 house at 4.5%. Same money per month. Interest rate then results in buyer urgency, and buyer urgency comes up into demand, and then demand is up, especially in our under 400 houses. Home sales, that's the result of the demand. We've been 4% over the same month last year, and 9%, that's a 26 month in a row it's gone up, and on a year-over-year basis, it's 9%. And if you look on a year-to-date basis, it's 13%, so the last few months have been more active. The increase is widely seen in the under 400 market, and that's where the millennial buyers are at, and the higher up you go, the less you're seeing it. At the same time, the number of homes that are offered in New Jersey have diminished, and they remain relatively low. The supply has decreased some 7,000 houses as compared to a year ago, and minus 13%, and we now have 28,000 houses, or 39% less than we had 5 years ago in 2011. You might say, where is he getting these numbers from? Go to my site, jpeters.com. Go to Market Updates, and you'll see a place where you can sign up for the newsletter. Or if you don't really want to sign up, you can at least pull it up, and you'll be seeing the same thing I'm looking at. The unsold inventory in New Jersey sits at around 5.2 months for the whole state. And just a year ago, it sat at 6.1. So we've dropped almost a full point from 6.1 to 5.2. And the current interest rates increasing, combined with fears that they could go higher, and combined with the fears that the buying frenzy is to some extent raising the prices on houses, so you're not only losing out because interest is going up, but the prices are going up as well, is going to lead to an interesting first quarter, because we have a lot of people with money in their hand looking to buy under 400, and we don't have a lot of houses to sell them. So the houses that are there are going to, the clean ones will go almost immediately, and they'll go for more money than they did a year ago. Let's take a look at the jobs. And this is an issue both on a national basis and on a statewide basis. On a national basis, we have forecasted to put up 2,200,000 jobs, and a year ago, we put up 2,700,000. So it's a 21% drop from the 2015. That's incredibly bad for where we're at, because the year before wasn't that good that it slacked off. The year before suffered as well and could have been a lot better. So we're looking at a gross national product increase of under 1%. We're looking at a 20-plus percent decrease in the amount of jobs that have been added, and a lot of those are sort of fluffed-up numbers anyway because they're reporting part-time jobs as full. It's not that the administration in power is doing it. That's just the way we do things. So you probably have, of the jobs that we're reporting, 5 million people reported as fully employed who are making a lot less than they earned a few years ago and are only holding on to the job they've got till they can find something better. So they're sort of underemployed. In New Jersey, job growth was 65,000 jobs in 2015. In 2016, we're looking at maybe that being somewhere around the number of 8,800 jobs. So that's about a 15% decrease over only 15% of what was put on the year before, the 60,000 jobs. So 65,000 last year, 8,800 this year. That's pitiful. And it's resulting in a couple of things. It's resulting in some people not affording, being able to afford to buy a house because they're still underemployed or unemployed. And it's also resulting in what inevitably has to be fear of a slowdown. Now, this could change itself. We're going to have a new administration at the federal level. Hopefully, it'll go in the right direction. We're going to have a new administration in New Jersey a year from now. But hopefully within that year, we'll get some of the overflow of what we're looking for at the federal level. It's just not a good sign. It can't go on and have us have the rosy outlook we've got. But go to a restaurant on a Saturday night. It's full. Go to a retail store Christmas week. It's full. Go to a gas station and people are lined up in new cars getting gas. There's a lot of confidence out there. But the question has to be, will that confidence sustain itself if these numbers don't correct themselves? And that's a big question. That's a big question. I'm hoping it does because I earn my living selling real estate, and I'm looking for a robust year in 2017. But there are a couple of questions. Unemployment at the national level and employment at the state level. The other thing in New Jersey, we remain lagging the nation on foreclosures. We've got somewhere around 6%. Foreclosure filings. In other words, 90 days or more delinquent on your mortgage. Right now, we're at about 6%. It's down, but it's still at 6% compared to the national level, which is about 3%. And it's not just us. It's the whole area of the country. New York is the same. Maine, Maryland is the same. Florida, Michigan are not doing well either. We've been experiencing an increasing rate foreclosures, while the other states are seeing the reverse of this. In 2015, there's a 14% increase over 2014, and we put on 77,000 more foreclosures. In 2016, things are better. It dropped from 77,000 to a forecasted number of 73,000. That's about 5%, 6%, 7%, somewhere in there. It's not great. And the positive news is the market's starved for inventory. So as a result, the foreclosures are being eaten up by the people who cannot find normal inventory. But when you go out and look at a foreclosure, you're looking at somewhere around a 9-month to a year close rate. And even if you buy a bank-owned property, it's probably going to take you 6 months to get into it. So they're not for everybody. They're hard to manage. They're a heartbreaker, and it costs you a lot of money up front. So a lot of people shy away from them. We're also starting to see people in their home. And this, I think, is the most interesting phenomenon of this year, is that a good third of my business is coming out of my prior business. People usually sell their house somewhere between 6 and 7 years after they buy it. That's the average. Right now, it's more like 11 years because of the recession we just went through. But it's increased exponentially in the last year. So more and more people are realizing they have the equity in their house that they can move on. They're not underwater any further. They can now trade up, maybe buy the summer house, maybe pay off the kids' education, whatever the case may be. We're starting to see a big impact for people with that pent-up demand to sell and move on. That's good news. So Once again, this has been Joe Peters with Real Estate Matters. We're going to play just two more commercials, and we're going to come back and we're going to look at some of the things that are going on that are happening across the nation, real estate-wise.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hey, this is Big Z of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Okay, this is Joe Peters, and we're back with Real Estate Matters. Once again, I don't care where you are in the country, the concern right now is interest rates. It's not like they're out of hand. They're just getting back to normal. They've been artificially brought down by the previous administration, going out of office in January. But that's happened no matter what administration was in. So it's a good thing. It was the right thing to do. It kept the market going because real estate, every time we sell a house, it creates several new jobs. And it also triggers a chain of purchasing, such as home improvement, things that are needed for the house, shrubbery, gardening, that we just can't live without. But the question comes is, where is interest going to go? We're sitting right now at right around, I'd say, 4.5 this morning. I did look on Wells Fargo's site this morning. It was 4.5, but they're usually a little high. So I would say 4.75. If we took a look at where we were in just May of 2000, seems like just a few years ago, but it's 16 years back, we were at 7% interest. We were really at 8%. We went from 7% to 8.5%. If you look back at 93, we're at 9%. So these aren't bad rates. They're just not what we've been used to for the last year or two. We were at well over 4% 2 years ago, and they drifted back down. I think we saw 3.375 as the lowest, and now they've bullishly gone back up. So it's still a pretty good buy, and you don't have much of a choice. That's what it is. The better your credit, the better rate you're going to get, and the better the type of loan is, the less fees you're going to pay, because the higher risk, the more fees. So a lot of times there's some origination fees or upfront points that need to be paid that don't need to be paid if you have excellent credit. But the credit's there. It's available. We have a current availability of credit that is not what it was 10 years ago when we hit the financial bump that we hit. But it's sufficient to support what we need to see in the market today. And One of our industry experts says it was hard to get a mortgage. It was so hard to get a mortgage in 2015 that lenders failed to make about 1.1 million mortgages that would have been made if reasonable lending standards had been in place. From 2009 to 2014, lenders failed to make about 5.2 million mortgages over tight credit. The reasons for this exceptionally tight credit include overlays or additional restrictions lenders put on borrowing because of the concerns that they'll be forced to repurchase. Then it's a lender issue, but it affects us. And it winds up that if a lender makes a bad loan and it's outside of the boundaries that the government has, they usually package those loans up and sell them. They have to purchase them back, and they don't want to have to do that. So they're a little cautious for good reason. Those with healthy credit scores and manageable or little debt should talk to their lender and see if they qualify. I got to tell you, there's plenty of money out there if your credit's in decent shape. They're likely going to discover that obtaining a mortgage isn't quite as confusing and not quite the inquisition that it was over a few years ago. Let's look at price changes. Now, on a national basis, we're looking at 6% increase year over year. That's this time this year for 12 months versus this time last year for 12 months. The Mid-Atlantic, which is where New Jersey fits, is only half of that. It's 3.2. And if we take a look at New Jersey, it's 2.8. So the Northeast lags, and New Jersey to some extent lags the Northeast. If we took a look on the quarter, you're going to see that New Jersey did, of the 2.8, 0.8% was in the last quarter. So last quarter showed a surge, people trying to beat what happened. And year over year, I think we're going to see about a 3% increase in New Jersey across the state. And we're not going to see a 3% increase in every house in New Jersey. What we're going to see are the houses that are under 400 are probably going to be 4 or 5%, and the houses over 400 are going to be more like 1%, if zero, depending on how high the price goes. And that also depends about where you are. The further to the west, the less the impact on the pricing. So when you hear the person on this 7 o'clock news who says house prices are up 14% year over year, they are somewhere. They aren't necessarily that in New Jersey. You need a local expert like myself to sit down and take a look at you, your price point in your geographical location, the condition of your house, what the impacts are of the neighborhood. Sometimes there's reasons some houses don't sell for as much as others, like it's on a busy street or it's near a school, and tell you where you can expect to get a reasonable price for your house. But that's what I do for a living. If you'd like to do that with me, it's really easy. You call my number, 908-238-0118. I usually pick up the phone if I'm not already busy, and we can set up an appointment to talk. I've got a lot of information available to me that is not available to you. And I always say that sort of looking for information on the internet is like drinking water out of a fire hose. You're not necessarily going to be thirsty anymore, but you're also going to be a little overwhelmed or wet with all the information that you have. So making sense of it is the hard part. Throwing away the 97% that doesn't pertain to you and looking at the 3% that does, and then supplementing that information with good, valid information that lets you make a rational decision, that's where I come in. That's my job. We're looking at projected appreciation over the next 5 years. It's a good picture. We're probably going to get back in the next 12 to 24 months in New Jersey the price that we lost since 2005, 2006, which is the top of the bubble. So we're going to get back to where we were. That argument's going away in many cases. If you're above 600, you're probably not. It's going to take a lot longer. But if you're under 400, you're probably almost there already. And if you're in a 4 to 6, you're getting there pretty rapidly. We're looking at an average of 3 to 4% projected appreciation over the next 5 years. And what that means is, on the average, people are forecasting, these are the experts, those experts that sit out there and project things, are saying we can expect probably a 21% increase over the next 5 years. So if you own a $500,000 house, it's going to be worth $600,000, according to those numbers. If you own a $300,000 house, it's going to be worth $360,000. But if you blend in that the higher the price, the less the appreciation, it's probably going to be your $300,000 house is going to be more like $400,000, and your $500,000 house is going to be more like $560,000. There's a slide depending on where you are price-wise and where you are geographically. Once again, farther to the west, it's tougher to sell. It's just I've got people in Holland County just want to move back to Clinton Township. So it's yeah, it sounded like it wasn't that much traffic the day we bought the house, but man, I didn't try it on Monday morning at 7 o'clock when I really go to work, and it's a bear. That's not so much Holland Township, but just the commute's more than I thought the further the west you go. Potentially though, as an investment in the American dream, real estate remains a shining hope, because if you merely bought a $250,000 house right now, based on the numbers that we just went through on the average, in 5 years, that $250,000 house would be worth $293,000. So think about this. You're not putting $250,000 down and getting $293,000 back. You're probably putting 10% down, like $25,000, and getting $43,000 in appreciation. It's a wonderful investment. It's the power of leverage. It's where you put anywhere from 0 to 20% down and you get appreciation on the whole 100%. And if we take a look at next year, and next year always looks rosier than this year, but in this case I think it's probably accurate. We're looking at a 4.3% appreciation forecasted for New Jersey, and the national average is 4.6%. So New Jersey next year looks to be pretty average. Let's talk about our buyers at this point in time. The 18 to 34 buyers, which are truly the millennials, represents two-thirds of our buying. In other words, the percentage that associate homeownership with, I'm sorry, these are buyers that associate homeownership with the American dream. Two-thirds of the millennials think it's a great. Only 58% of the 35 to 49, which are the next generation, think it was a good, and then the 50 to 64, which are the people that got hurt the most, think 57%. Then a 65 plus, or what they call the silent generation, still think it's the American dream. The net is, in general, we haven't lost sight of the American dream being putting down a little bit of money and getting appreciation on a lot of money. Most people still think it's a good investment, and it's the right thing to do. We're seeing it offset a little bit by millennials not really wanting to own a house because they don't think they're going to be in a job that long. They're going to probably change the job every 2 or 3 years in their mind and move on to bigger and better things. So there's a little bit of a drag there, but there's money available. There's credit available. There's not as many houses available as we'd like to see. But in effect, it's not a bad market. When do millennials believe they're going to buy a home? 66% of them, two-thirds of them, this was the number I had in mind earlier, say that they're going to buy a house in the next 5 years. And these are the people with today's money. These are the people that are going to be tomorrow's parents, if they're not parents already today, and leaders in the community. 66% of them believe they'll buy in the next 5 years. 10% in the next 1 year. 23 to 24% in 1 to 2 years. And if you go 3 to 5 years out, the balance is there. They're finding their house on the internet. 88% of them use an agent. We're seeing less and less reliance on for sale by owners. For sale by owner is an accident waiting to happen. Sometimes they work. In a seller's market, sometimes they work, but not a lot. Because I'll tell you what happens. A couple of things combine, and they lean on each other to compound the situation. One is the breakdown of communications, false pride. There's no agent in the middle to pull the two ends together. We call ourselves glue. We hold the deal together. The lack of the glue makes a transaction in itself break apart. Secondly, the argumentativeness of the situation. I've got to tell you, I have not seen a deal go by this year, and I'm going to probably do about 25 transactions that has gone without a hiccup. Every one of them's had a bump or two, or a speed bump is one word, a mountain is another. Most of them have had somewhere beyond the speed bump, and some of them actually the mountain, but most of them somewhere in between. It's not as easy. The nation isn't as patient with itself in the buy and sell cycle that it used to be, and everybody is demanding, including the attorneys. And hopefully that will change, but it's gotten worse, and that doesn't bode well for the for sale by owner. Percentage home buyers who use an agent by age group has remained right across the top at 87 to 89%. So let's say 9 out of 10 people use an agent when they buy a house. It doesn't cost you a penny to use an agent. Some people could argue that somebody's paying the agent fee. Well, it's built into the sell side of the transaction. The seller pays it, not the buyer. And if you went out and bought something from a for sale by owner, you're just going to face heartbreak. You're going to lose the house after 2 or 3 months because the two sides can't get along. And I didn't even get to mention that there's a whole bunch of new restrictions that nobody knows about except the real estate agents and attorneys. And we earn our keep. We will typically get the seller more than twice what our fee is back in increased price. And we will typically make the transaction go about half the time to close than if you tried to do it on yourself. And I would say 90% of the transactions that are initiated as for sale by owner transactions don't come to fruition. They just don't happen for the reasons I previously mentioned. Renting is out of sight. We're actually looking at rents going up somewhere between 10 and 12% a year. So the average one room in Hunterdon County right now is about $1,400. And they're hard to find. We have less than a 3% vacancy rate. The average two-bedroom is somewhere in the $1,600-$1,800. Two bedrooms sell quicker than rent quicker than one bedrooms because two people can split it and co-sign the lease, and it runs them $800 each, where a one is still $1,400. But there's nothing available. And every time you go out and you take a look at what's going on and take a look at what you could buy it for and own it for, if you've got decent credit, it's cheaper to own. You get tax incentive. The monthly rent is not surpassed by the monthly mortgage amount, and you're in control. You don't have to get out when a landlord decides they want their daughter to have their place. You can hang the picture you want on a wall you want. You can paint the picture. You can live where you want. There's a million reasons you want to own your own home. And I say that the millennials, if you're only thinking about it for 3 years, 3 years at 5% a year on average, 4% to 5%, it's still going to give you a compounded somewhere around 13, 14%. That's not a bad investment. Not a bad investment. And you take that and you roll it over when you take your next job and move somewhere else. Or you keep it as an investment property. So, once again, this has been Joe Peters. I'm with Weikert Realtors, and I cover both the Hunterdon and Somerset County areas. I'm easy to talk to and easily accessible. Just give me a call at the number that'll play on my commercial, 908-238-0118, or look me up on my site, jpeters.com, and give me a call. if you're thinking about buying, the challenge in the next year is going to be finding the house that you want. It was last year. We've had a lot of people bought houses the day they came on last year. They just sat and waited. They got searches that I set up for them on a computer, and the day a house that would come on that met their criteria, they'd get the listing. We'd go out that evening and be putting in an offer. And sometimes we lost them. It's that kind of a market. If you're thinking about selling, you need to have your house positioned correctly. Most people wait until March to April to put their house on the market. I'm arguing this year that that should be no later than mid-February. I've got people right now. I have one, two, three people looking in the 550 to 650, specifically in Clinton Township, that can't find anything. And I have about a half a dozen people looking in the 3 to 4 range that can't find anything, both on the eastern side of Hunterdon and the western side of Somerset County. There's active buyers waiting for your house to come on the market. The day it comes on, there will be people there looking at it. I don't care if it's Christmas week, New Year's week, January 15th. The market is there already. If you're thinking about selling, you need to be talking to me now. We need to be positioning your house so that it's ready for market. There's a lot that goes into a listing before we put it on. We may have to have it staged. You may have to do some repairs and updates. We may need to get it decluttered. We may need to get a house cleaner in there and help you make it look spick and span. That all takes 2, 4, 6 weeks, depending on how much work there is. So if we start roughly the first of the year, it's still going to be February 15th, and that's the latest you want to see your house go on the market. So, Joe Peters, Weikert Realtors. I enjoy working with both buyers and sellers. Take a look at my site, jpeters.com. I'm going to play my overview one more time. And we're going to take next week off as a holiday week, and I'll be back the first of the year with my update for what's happened in December. Signing out. Jill Peters, thanks for your attention, and we'll talk to you again in 2 weeks.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I think that's for the investigators to determine. I have seen the press reporting, as you have, of some of the things shouted by the perpetrator.
State Department spokesman John Kirby speaking about yesterday's assassination of a Russian ambassador in Turkey, saying we shouldn't assume it's a terror attack, despite what the gunman claimed. He said the thoughts of the government are with the Russian people.
Our thoughts and prayers are, of course, with his loved ones, with the Russian people, and with all the other victims who were injured in this attack and their families.
A Trump spokesman says the attack on Berlin and the Christmas market is just indicative of ISIS's war on Christians around the world. Here's Anthony Scaramucci.
There is a war on Christianity going on in that triangle known as ISIS, you know, that sort of caliphate stretch between Iraq and Syria. Obviously, the Pope is upset about that as well.
Get more news online at usaradio.com.
If you have ever had an email account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases, you are in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You must protect yourself now. Call our partner, ID Lion, at 1-800-941-6844 and sign up now for free. That's right, free. USA Radio Networks and ID Lion want everyone to have identity theft coverage. If you sign up now, we will give you a $50 gift card. Identity theft destroys credit and causes horrible issues for those that are hacked. Don't be a victim. Take advantage of this incredible free offer and sign up now. Call 1-800-941-6844. One out of every four Americans are going to have their identity stolen.